the town. Ooh, yeah, sitting in that movie theater. The tension will be palpable. I'll look around. And I bet as I'm sitting there in the movie theater, there'll be a lot of other guys just like me sitting there, alone. One hand on the hydraulics, the other hand on a magnum. I'll be able to hear cylinders clicking all around the theater as Clint Eastwood aficionados sit there. Yeah, I'll probably be camped out on the street waiting to see the first show. The very first show! And just when the picture's about ready to start, I'm going to stand up, whip out my magnum, and fire around into the ceiling. Attention, everyone! I have an announcement to make. This movie's very important to me, so there will be no coughing or gagging, no snorting of lungers, any deaf senior citizens in here that continue to say, "What? What did he say? What?" after every important part of the scene will be shot on sight. By then, plaster will be falling out of the ceiling. The ushers will call the police. The SWAT team will surround the theater. They'll look inside and they'll see me sitting there. They'll make a command decision. Apparently he's sick, but he just wants to watch the movie. So tell you what, we'll wait till he comes out to apprehend him rather than try to apprehend him now and risk people getting killed. Let him watch the movie, and then we'll apprehend him. But I'll know they've called the SWAT team, because I think like Harry Callahan. So while the SWAT team's surrounding the theater, and I'm sitting there watching the movie, I'll already be making plans for my exit. I'll already be making plans. When I see that movie, I'll be sitting exactly three rows from the front. Because I need the first two rows to rest the hydraulics on. Because I'm sure I'll be in a constant state of agitation throughout the movie. The second Clint comes on the screen and says his first, "Come on, punk. Make my day." At that point, I will lose it. You'd better not be standing in front of me when he says that for the first time, or you're liable to be blown off your feet. You may even drown. That's right. Because I am going to be so excited at the very thought of seeing Clint leering, squinting, and busted knuckles that it'll be too much for me. I'll probably even lose myself in the movie to think that I'm actually in the movie with him. So that when we reach the culmination of the picture and Clint is involved in a blazing shootout, I'll probably not be able to restrain myself and jump up and yell, "Look out, Clint! You got one behind you!" And fire at the screen! Yeah, shut up, woman! Shut up! Yeah! I love it! I love it! By that time, the SWAT team will say, "Move in, move in! The guy's losing it! Move in, move in!" But I'll lean down and light the curtains on fire. I'll fire at the doorway, keep their heads down, and as the theater goes up, as poor passers-by run for the exits, the SWAT team, unable to get a clear shot at me because I'm dashing through people there, will run in only to be overcome by smoke. As I make it out a side exit and climb into the Greasemobile and drive away as pandemonium breaks out at the theater. Slowly, I'll go home to my stinking room and clean my magnum. And I'll take off all my clothing and sit naked. Naked except for my gun belt. Naked except for my gun belt! I'll stand in front of the mirror, feeling the cold sting of the handcuffs against my naked thigh, feeling my nightstick as it brushes against the hairs on my leg. Naked, except for my police equipment! And then, after a rousing session with Rosie, I'll pick up the phone. "Hello? Yes. Is this the Big Brother headquarters? Yes, you can send him over. I'm ready for my boy now."
If you think he's crazy, you ought to see his mama.
Hey!
He's the Grease Man, DC 101.